This is an interview with Rob Sheridan, the artistic director of Nine Inch Nails. I begin the interview by asking him to describe the application which was rejected by Apple.
There's kind of two aspects of it. One is basically pulling all of the content from our website into the app, so it's more iPhone-friendly environment to view our news and our music and our videos and images, whatever else, message boards, all that content that's just being pulled from our website. And then there's one section of it called Nearby, which is an iPhone-specific way that people can communicate locally with each other. And that ties into a kind of cool Google Earth interface on our website where you can see where people are posting what and stuff like that. It's kind of like Twitter, a location-aware Twitter for the Nine Inch Nails network exclusively.
Is that something that you licensed from someone else, or is that something that you guys made on your own?
No, we custom-built that whole thing, just combining some elements of apps that we've enjoyed and some of our own ideas and built it kind of around the specific needs of what we wanted to do with Nine Inch Nails. So it ties into our user database and the profiles on our website and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so I see it has 650 reviews. It's got 4 to 5 stars. It seems like it's pretty popular. Do you know about the numbers? I mean, how many people have this app?
I don't know offhand. So Jen may be able to provide you with that. As our developers, they're the ones who do the actual submission of the app. You know, with regards to ratings, it's kind of funny because we have one major bug that we discovered after releasing the app, which is some international users get this recurring crash of the app. We discovered it has something to do with your time zone settings in the iPhone, something obscure like that. It was an easy fix once we discovered it, but that fix is in this update that we're trying to get pushed. So we're getting like 1-star reviews from these people who are overseas and their app just won't start. Right. And we're really desperate to get this app out, which makes this that much more frustrating.
You released version 1.0 and it passed all of the approval process. Everything was fine. Then you tried to release an update.
This was our first official update of the app, yeah.
Somebody gets an email, this is the Apple Thought Police, your app does not pass our standards. I mean, did it have a name on it? Did it have a phone number to call?
It seemed like a kind of a canned response where whoever is going through the approval kind of fills out the one area of specifics and the rest is just kind of a canned, you know, your app has been rejected due to obscene content, our policies are this and that, please fix the offensive content and resubmit the binary, et cetera, et cetera. The full text of the email, Trent, I believe, posted it on our forum and posted the link on his Twitter. So the full text is out there.
So everything that's on the site is everything that you got. There was no,
yes.
If you disagree with our judgment, please call this number and talk to a representative.
Now, what you see in that email is as much as we know. That's all we got.
They said that the objectionable content was the downward spiral. Were they referring to the album or the song?
You know as much as we do. That was the thing that was funny to us. It literally just said, the offensive content noted was the downward spiral. We don't know what that means. One, the album, The Downward Spiral, is not in the app. The song, The Downward Spiral, appears in our streaming music probably a few different times. We don't even know what's in half of our streaming music because it's pulling user-generated content from our remix site. Most of what you find in our streaming, in fact, all of what you find in the streaming music is just RSS feeds of content that users are providing. In that sense, we don't know if that's what they're referring to, but if they are referring to an instance of The Downward Spiral, the song, that's something that's kind of beyond our control and really is no different from, you know, a Twitter app or anything that accesses the web or streaming radio. You know what I mean? We're not there's nothing hard-coded in the app that's provided by us that has anything offensive in it. I don't know that our position is necessary that no one should find it disturbing. But it's in the iTunes store, the song, for purchase, you know, and they get around that by slapping a little word on it that says explicit content.
Would you be satisfied if Apple came out and said, this is not a scalable model, we're going to require apps that might have objectionable content to have a label, such as an album does?
I personally think that's fine. At least that gives us some kind of clarification as to what's going on, because where what's really frustrating for us is that there doesn't seem to be any kind of rigid standards. They say we don't allow objectionable content in our app. Well, what does that really mean? Because when you get down to content that's being generated by users, then it becomes no different than a web browser. In this case, they happen to mention the downward spiral. Could they just as easily have mentioned someone in our forums swearing, which is accessible through the app, or a news post that has a swear word in it, or any number of other user-generated content? You know, we pull YouTube videos into our app. We pull images into our app from the website. We don't censor those. If you go down the road of user-generated content can be considered offensive if it has a swear word in it, you'd have to shut down half the apps in the App Store. That obviously isn't their policy, but it seems like there's some confusion about what their policy exactly is, because there's very arbitrary rulings being made here and no real clear explanation as to why.
Are you looking more towards something like the Android phone as an alternative? I know that Trent mentioned that specifically on his blog.
I mean, to be clear, we're huge Apple fans. We all use Apple hardware. Everyone in and around the band has an Apple computer. We use Apple software. We all have iPhones. We love our iPhones. You know, so that was, aside from other reasons, that was one of the reasons we naturally just went to the iPhone first. We would like to eventually expand it out to Android, to BlackBerry, to wherever else we can, because the idea is to just get as many people using this as possible. If this becomes something that's a recurring problem, we might have to fast-track some of those other platforms, because the frustration level. We've heard other people having similar problems. I remember hearing a couple weeks ago that an update to Tweety got rejected because there was a swear word in the Twitter trends that day, you know, which is obviously something completely out of their control. And it got remedied. And I don't think that this is something where Apple is necessarily, you know, purposely targeting things like that. I'm sure they have people there who are just trying as quickly as possible to approve these millions of apps, and occasionally are just trying to, or aren't sure what to do and just approve it to be safe. Who knows? You know, it certainly begs the need for a much more defined process or a much more defined guidelines, or something like an explicit tag. When you play video games and you go online, they have a message that comes up and says, hey, we're not responsible for what anyone says online. We didn't review that. And that's how they get through that. Even, you know, video games have ESRB ratings. You know, whatever it might be, if that's what it takes, and then it becomes okay to not have to worry about this stuff, that's fine. Slap an explicit tag on it like you do with the songs, or put some kind of notice, or whatever it might be. But you don't leave these people like us who've spent a lot of time and money investing in this kind of thing dangling in the wind when we have an urgent update that we need to get through, and there's no communication and no clear way at all for us to know what you want us to do, or what we even did wrong, or how we can fix it, you know?
All you get is an email that says, bow down before the one you serve.
Basically.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.